up the book of Revelation. We started in January and went all the way through to this last Wednesday night. So we finished up the book of Revelation. And for the next few weeks, if the Lord doesn't change my heart, I just want to preach on faithfulness. Faithfulness in a believer's life. This is what I want to preach on. Faithfulness in a believer's life. I want to look at some folks in the Bible that was faithful. I'm talking about no matter what happened in their life, they were faithful in what God had called them to do. They remained faithful. They stood faithful. And they allowed God to use them in their life. And tonight, if you have a copy of God's Word, I'd ask you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 23 tonight. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 23 tonight. I want to look at probably one of the most faithless men that I love to study in the Bible, and that's Moses tonight. Moses had a faithfulness about him tonight. And I want to say this tonight. God rewards faithfulness. The Bible says tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 2, moreover, it is required that a steward be found faithful. Moreover, it is required. He said over everything that you can do is be required to be found faithful in the Word of God and what God has called you to do tonight. So if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 23 tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And the Bible says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Though faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he had destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians saying to do were drowned. Father, we do love you and we do thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that's in this place. I pray tonight for Kevin Dillard, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, I lift him up to you tonight. Lord, Brother O mentioned his name tonight. Lord, I lift him up to you tonight. Lord, I've seen the desperation on his face. I don't know what's going on, but you do. And I'd ask you tonight to reach down from heaven and touch him tonight in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I pray tonight for everyone in this room tonight. Lord, I pray you'd bless them. I thank you for the praise report tonight about Sister Judy. Lord, I lift that up. I thank you so much. Sister Riley and Brother Lee, and Lord God, that all the tests come back clear and ready to go, Father. Lord God, it's in your time. It's in your hands tonight. But Father, we know this, that all things is in your hands, and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray you bless this church. I pray you bless the teachers that are in class. I thank you for the two young men that gave their life to you this week, Father. I thank you for the four that Sister Chris Cantrell talked about and her family that got saved this week. Lord, just miracles all over this place, Lord God. Just great miracles that you're doing, and I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that if somebody's looking to be faithful, that we can find it in the life of Moses. Father, we love you and we thank you, and we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people see it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in Hebrews chapter number 11, we know that is the faith chapter. All the way through the book of Hebrews, you can look and find people that were found in the faith. And tonight, can I say to you tonight that Moses was faithful with what God had given him, just what God had given him. If you're waiting on God to give you something to become faithful, you're going to wait a long time. God's done gave you what you need tonight. All you need to do with it is be faithful with what he has given you tonight. I know a lot of folks, they say, well, if God would do this or God would do that, I would do more. Tonight, can I say to you, if you're not pleased with what God's gave you now, you wouldn't be pleased if he doubled it. Amen? So tonight, I must be pleased in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I see tonight that Moses was faithful with what God had given him, and God had given you and I the same thing that he gave Moses. But I want to look at tonight is what he gave Moses in his life. What did God give Moses in his life? If you look with me in verse number 23 tonight, I see that Moses was given a chance to be faithful. Everybody in this room tonight has been given a chance to be faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I see tonight, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born. I see tonight he had an opportunity to be faithful at the time of birth. You say, what is that, preacher? At the time of his birth, God started working in his life, and he gave him a chance. Hey, tonight, these young men that got saved, they're young tonight, but they got a chance tonight, and they took that opportunity, and God's going to use them in a mighty way. As Sister Patsy said, that one young man might be able to lead his family family to the Lord. Who knows what God will do? Who knows if that young man's the next Billy Graham? I don't know, but God knows that tonight. So I see Moses was given a chance to be faithful. The Bible says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. I see he had an opportunity to be faithful. He had been hid for 3 months. He got hid out there that God would protect him. I see not only he had an opportunity to be faithful, that chance that he had, but he had freedom to be faithful tonight. Tonight, as he got there in that water and they had sent him off in that ark, you know what? Tonight, God has had his hands all around him. They were slewing them Hebrew children. They were killing them and they were slewing them and taking their lives. But as their mom and dad came there at a chance in their life, they took baby Moses and they put him in that ark and they sent him on down the river. And it wasn't but just a little while as he stayed in that water, had old Pharaoh come and his daughter did, and he seen the baby. He heard what was in the water. She heard the cry, and as she looked in, it said that her heart was moved and she was touched. I see that opportunity to be faithful. I see he had freedom to be faithful, but I also see the ark that he was in to be faithful. If you'll turn with me tonight to Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 5 tonight, I want to show you this in the Word of God, how this faithfulness was on his life and how he had a chance to be faithful. Ain't you glad tonight that God's given you a chance tonight? Ain't you glad tonight that he gave you a chance to come to his house tonight? Ain't you glad that we have the freedom tonight to sit in a building like this and worship a God like him? Ain't you thankful tonight that he's given us a chance to go out and win people for him tonight? He could have chose anybody tonight, but he's chose you and he's chose me at this time in our life, at this local body tonight, to do what he's called us to do. And the only thing he's looking out of us is not that we be supermen, not that we be nothing more but just save people that are faithful to the call that is on our life. I see tonight in Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 5, the Bible says, "And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside, and when she saw the ark," you talking about a picture of safety tonight, "when she saw that ark," hey, can I say to you that God was moving all in there? She said, "When she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it, and when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him, and said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' And then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?'" And you know who she went and got? She went and got Moses' mother. You say, "That's just a coincidence." Oh no, my friend, I'm telling you tonight, as a child of God, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in that tonight. I believe God has a providence on your life. He gives you a chance. He gives me a chance tonight. And when we be obedient to what he's called us to do, he'll even make our enemies our agree with us. Amen? He'll even make our enemies our footstool tonight. The Bible says tonight that in verse 23 of the text that Moses was given a chance. But I see something else. As he was born, he was given a chance. They didn't kill him. He stayed alive. He got to grow up in Pharaoh's house. He got to grow up in the good life. He got to grow up in things. But listen to me tonight. I've been talking to a young man on the phone, and we all have a chance, but there come a time in our life that we have a choice to make him our Savior, to make him what we need him to be in our life. He said, "Preacher, do you believe that tonight?" Yes, I do. And look with me, if you will, in verse number 24 and verse number 25. I see Moses was given a chance to be faithful, but also Moses was given a choice to be faithful. If you're talking about the age of accountability, here it is. He comes at this time in his life, and look, and man, this touched my heart so much. By faith, Moses, when he was come 2 years, when he came to the age of his life, he came to that place in his life, he could stay here in Pharaoh's house and have it made, have everything that he wanted if he just stayed there. But you know what? That wasn't the plan that God had for him. It said, by faith in Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Here's his choice. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Does that not mean that touched me right there? He had a choice in his life. He could have sat back in Pharaoh's house and had all the good stuff. But it said that he chose no longer to be called Pharaoh, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He knew there was something better. And tonight, Moses was given a choice to be faithful when he had come to years. You say, what is that, preacher? He refused. He refused to be labeled. He refused to be in the luxury of the Pharaoh's house. He refused to be in that lounge of the Pharaoh's house. He wanted to come out of that. He said, even if I got to suffer, I will not be identified with these people. He said, I'm going to stand with the people of God. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 10, the Bible said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Tonight, can I say to you, to be faithful tonight, you've got a chance. You're sitting in here tonight. You've got a chance to be faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, how do I have a time to be faithful to the Lord, preacher? I work all the time. That's the greatest time you can be faithful, is at your workplace. He said, preacher, when I get off work, I don't get to see nobody. All I get to do is go home and I got family. That is the greatest place you can be faithful. That is the greatest place that you've got a chance. If you want to turn the world upside down, go home and love your family. Amen? That's the hard thing to do, to love those that know you, to know how you act, to know who you really are, who you are behind closed doors. So I see tonight Moses was given a chance, but he was also given a choice. When he came to that point in his life and he had to make a choice, I say to you tonight, he made the right choice. If you're going to be faithful, you got to take the chance God's given you, and you got to make the right choice with what He's given you in your life. I see that tonight. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Can I say to you tonight, and I want you to listen to this, sin is fun for a season. For a season. The Bible didn't say seasons. It wasn't plural. It said it's fun for a season. If I understand anything, there's four seasons. In life, in a year, we have four seasons that go through. It may be fun for one season, but there are three more left. Amen? So tonight, for a child of God, if you're going to be faithful, you cannot find yourself continuously wrapped up in sin, caught up in sin, and living in sin. You can't do that tonight. You have to come out and you have to get faithful in what God has called you to do. I see Moses had a chance, Moses had a choice, but also Moses had courage. And if I give you anything, you're going to have courage. And just another week, not this coming up Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, in a couple weeks, we're going to have an election. And you're going to have a chance to go out and vote the way the Lord's leading you to vote. And you're going to have a choice on that ballot. And you're going to have to be courage to mark the right ballot. And tonight you say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? There's a lot hanging at the balance. Look at this tonight in verse 26. And I'm going to preach on that Sunday, by the way. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He said there was greater treasures in Egypt. Where he was at was great treasures, but it said, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He said, I got something I got to do, and I got to have courage to do it. And look here in verse 27. Here's that courage that Moses had. It's hard to find a child of God that's got courage. I'm telling you. It's hard to find a child of God that's got any courage in the day we live in. That'll stand up, that'll speak out, that'll stand up for what's right. When you hear somebody cussing, say, hey, man, don't be using that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I share this to you tonight. The other night, we was on the bus coming to church, on the church van coming to church. The oldest kid on that church van would be, at the oldest, 14, 15-year-old. And as we pulled up into church, I had to correct them for using language that's not suitable in the house of God. One of them got puffed up and didn't like it. And I told him this. I said, coming to church is a privilege. You don't have to come. You don't have to be picked up. But if you get on this church van, you're not going to use that language. Folks, tonight you say, preacher, that's mean, that's rude. No, it's not. There's 15 other kids on there won't know what the preacher's going to do. What are you going to do, man of God? What are you going to do, woman of God? What are you going to do when this comes your way? Are you going to have the courage to stand up and say, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. You say, preacher, that's rude. That's mean. It's not mean. It's not rude. You want people to understand that that's not how we do things. And tonight, it's got to start at the house of God. It's got to start with you and I tonight. We've got a chance to turn this world around. You say, we just live in Beaverton. How are we going to do that? It don't take a whole lot. You just got a chance to do it. You do it. You stay faithful. You've got a choice tonight. You've got a choice tonight. You've got a choice. But you got to have courage if you're going to take that chance. You're going to take that choice. If you look with me tonight what Moses did, he knew it was going to cost him something in his life. It's going to cost you something tonight. If you're a business owner, it may cost you some business to stand up and say, we ain't doing it that way. We're going to do it the right way. You said, preacher, you know what that'll cost me? It's going to cost you more if you don't. You may be in here tonight and you say, preacher, I'm a teacher. And if I stand up against it, you know what it's going to cost me? You know what it's going to cost you if you don't? Folks, tonight we've let too much go and too much slide and too much get away with. I believe that tonight in my spirit. I believe that tonight in my soul. I believe that deep down tonight. You say, well, you only act that way here? No, my friend. No matter where I go, what I do, I want to stand on the Word of God. I want to have courage tonight. Just like I had boldness to use any old filthy language when I was lost, didn't matter who was around. I want to use the name of Jesus right now for His glory, no matter who's around. You got to have courage to do that. You got to have courage when everybody in the crowd's doing their thing. It don't take much courage to go with the crowd. It don't take no courage to go with the crowd. Hello? Man, it don't take no courage just to get in there and go with them. Keep your mouth shut and just follow the crowd. But it takes courage when the crowd's going that way and God says, you better turn around and come this way. It takes courage to turn around right in the midst of it and start going another way. He said, preacher, are you sure about that? I promise you that. You got to have courage to do that. And tonight, I believe we got a church that's not looking to go with the crowd. We're looking to go with the Christ. He says not only that you got a chance, you got a choice, but you got to have courage. Let me show you this, what it said that Moses had here. Look with me, if you will, tonight in verse number 27. Here's what he said tonight. By faith, he forsook Egypt. Verse 27. Boy, that's courage. That's where it all was. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He said, I'm not worried about Pharaoh. He said, I will not bow. Glory to God. He said, well, his daughter loved him. He wouldn't do nothing anyway. Don't you kid yourself. Pharaoh would kill you in a minute. He was killing them babies. He was killing them babies. He didn't care. Does that not sound like the world we live in right now? Killing babies, they don't care. They could care less. They'll kill them right now, son. They'll slaughter them right now. He said, preacher, what is that? That's not God. That's not biblical. He says, do not shed innocent blood. You take a man now and people don't believe in the capital punishment. You take people right now, they go out and murder your family, cold-blooded kill your family and murder your family. And then you get you a lawyer and you get in that courtroom. And you know what that lawyer do? He'll stand up there and try to tell how precious life is. This man, you need to spare his life. He slew your whole family. But you need, now life is precious. It wasn't precious at that moment. He said, what's going on, preacher? The Bible says a man should not shed innocent blood. What does it cost him if he does? It costs him his blood. The Bible said if you do, it costs you your life. You go out and kill somebody, it costs you your life. Where we live in, it's not like that no more, folks. Listen to me tonight. We as a people got to stand. Moses was given a chance. He was given a choice, but he's given courage. Look at verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He seen God. Invisible. Could not see him, but he sure knew he was there. He said, I'm going to have to have courage, preacher. I got to see something. He may not show you nothing. You may just have to walk by faith. Amen? He had courage to forsake Egypt. He had courage to endure. He had courage to see the invisible. He seen the invisible. Tonight I want to ask you, can you see the invisible tonight? Moses said, I can see this. I can see what God's doing. Look with me, if you will, Hebrews 11, verse number 6 tonight, right where we're at. He says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I see tonight Moses was given courage. He was given a chance. He was given a choice. But after all of that, Moses was finally given a place. Moses, Brother Jerry Gabby, is not in the faith chapter because he is a wimp. He didn't get in being a wimp. He didn't get in by going by the crowd. This is the faith chapter tonight. It's faith. They live by faith. You go through there and look at all the people. The harlot Rahab is in here. Amen. The harlot. Samson is in here. You go through here and read all these people that are in the faith chapter. They didn't get in here by being a bunch of wimps or not having no courage. They got in there by being men and women of God that stood faithful to what God had called them to do. Man, that touches me tonight. That gets on me tonight. You say, what is that, preacher? Moses was given a place in the faith chapter. Look with me in verse number 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. When the enemy started to come after Moses, you know what God did? He drowned them. You know what God will do to your enemies when they start coming after you? You just keep being faithful, living for God, doing what God's called you to do. He will not allow them to overcome you. He said, preacher's pretty tough. He won't allow it tonight. And I want to share this with you. What is so important about being faithful? What is so important by having a chance and taking a choice and having courageous, being courageous? Preacher, my name's never going to be written in the faith chapter. I beg to differ. Preacher, my name's never going to be written in the faith chapter. Who cares how I live? I beg to differ. I beg to differ. The Bible says, and I'm fixing to show you in the text in 2 Corinthians, the Bible says that we all are an epistle written and read by all men. There's somebody every day reads your life. They read you. I like to be like Brittany. She's a good Christian. She follows. I don't want to be like Brother BJ. He don't do what he's, huh? You see, people do, they watch, they read you. Yeah. They want to see if you're exactly what you've been called. There's nothing worse than being called a hypocrite. I can't stand that. I can't stand when people say, where are you, pastor? I tell them, I say, ain't a bunch of hypocrites go over there. I said, come on, man, listen here. Listen, come here, let me talk to you. Them are saints. Hello? Them are saints. And usually they get that because who your pastor is. Huh? Listen. You're an epistle written and read by all men. And you've got a chance when somebody looks at your life to read it. Where you have to walk this life. You got a choice tonight to be faithful or not be faithful. You see, you're preaching to the choir. I know I am. Folks in here tonight, I know you are, man. You're solid. I know that. But you got to have courage still. Because there's a place you're written down. And you're going to have to be found faithful. Turn with me, if you will, just in closing tonight, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I'm going to show you this tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I'm going to show you this in the text tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2 tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. Moses was given a place in the faith chapter. And you got a place in your life right now. You got a chapter you're writing. I got to go to Brother Andy Russell's dad's visitation Monday night. And walked in there and something been laid on my heart for a long time. I'd never seen it though. He was laying there. They had the casket closed. And on top of that casket, he had a humongous Christian flag draped over the top of it. And had his Bible open to one of his favorite Bible verses. Man, that touched my heart so much. And he had preached 58 years. 58 years. When we went to that funeral, I pulled in the little country church like this. When I pulled in, I'm talking about, son, they had ambulance, rescue, cops, directing traffic. I thought, man, what's going on? You just can't know where to park, off in the grass, off in the woods. They just parking people everywhere. When you went in, I looked at the line. The line was just about from here to Brother Bradley. I said, I'm going to get out of here. I went to walk down that wall. And said, whoa. I said, yes, sir. He said, you saw them folks on that side? I said, yeah. So you saw them folks right there? I said, yeah. He said, you can go sit on that front corner. We're going to start piling them over there. All them's got to go, and all them's got to go, and then we'll get over to you. I said, wow. I went over to my corner and sat down. People just started piling in. I looked back. That whole thing was full. They was run out the back door. So he knew a lot of people. No. God allowed him to touch a lot of people. I know a lot of people that knows a lot of people that's never touched a lot of people. But I know some people that's touched a lot of people. And tonight I want you as a church and you as people of God to be somebody that's touched somebody. For the kingdom. He said, preacher, how do I do that? Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. At your workplace, you're known and read by all men. They know. So how do you know, preacher? Hey, don't show him. He don't look at that stuff on his phone. You've been known and read. Hey, quit cussing. There he comes. That is a blessing and a privilege. You don't get invited to go because they're going to be drinking there. Don't get your feelings hurt. That's a privilege. That's a blessing. Hide that stuff. Here he comes. Praise God. Why? If you stand faithful, you're going to be known and read by all men. And I wonder tonight what people are saying about you. So people, preacher, I don't care what anybody says about me. I care less. That's not the attitude to have. Somebody's watching you and want to know, hey, can I trust them? I really got something I need to ask them about Jesus. Can I trust them? I was at a ball game one time at Selligent football game. I went to watch some kids play. I believe it was back when J.D. and them was playing. That's how long ago it's been. Back in the day, long time ago. When did J.D. graduate? 17. Yeah, it was 17. It was about long ago. And I walked in the ball game. I was walking in. I had a hat on, so maybe I'd get in there and sit down. I had to talk to a lot of folks going to my seat, you know. And this one man coming running up to me. He said, hey, preacher, man, where you been? I said, I ain't seen you in forever. Where you been? I said, at the church. I had nothing else to say. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Sister Riley, you're about to find me here. I look around this room and Sister Kim, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, unless you're on vacation, sick, Brother Kevin ain't took his medicine or whatever, I ought to find you here. You don't need me to pet you or prime you or pump you or any of that. You good. You don't need all that. You don't need a pat on the back. You good. Look around this room. I see some more folks same way. You know where you ought to be. You ought to be faithful to what God's called you to do. I said, preacher, will it do me any good? I can tell you the ones that are faithful and the ones that ain't. And the ones that are faithful, it's doing them good. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I pray right now that you just put the Holy Ghost all over this message. Lord, that one right now that is, Father, they know right now that this word is true, that they got a chance tonight. It's not over. And they got a choice. And Father, we need to have that courage to stand up because people are reading their lives. Lord, we got kids at home. Grandkids need to see the real deal. Somebody that's faithful. Lord, I thank you when we look at Moses tonight and how faithful he was. Bless this church and everyone here. Have your will and way in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All God's people say. Amen. Have a good night. Love them.